Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. I hope your Thursday morning is off to as good a start as mine has been. What a beautiful day out there. I got up early this morning, got my walk in. These last 2 days have just been spectacular. I'm trying to enjoy it while I can. We got a great show planned for you. It is the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey is off today. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. We got a great show planned. 11 o'clock, as always, on Thursdays. Chris Hope, the former Steelers nose tackle, joins us every Thursday from 11 to 12. Always full of energy, always full of knowledge. We'll get his take on the Steelers-Titans game coming up on Sunday. Two 5-0 teams. Really looking forward to that. And also looking forward to, at high noon, an interview I'm going to do with a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine personally. Actually, I think it's fair to say Sean Casey is a good friend of everybody. The mayor of Upper St. Clair, I don't know that I've ever had more fun when somebody's been on our show than I do with Sean Casey. He sent out a tweet the other day saying that it's World Series time. My best memories are in baseball or of the World Series. So I sent him a note. I said, hey, Case, how about coming on the show with me and sharing some of those memories, as he does with everything. He responded enthusiastically. And I can't tell you enough to make sure you listen at noon, because Sean is, he'll have you laughing. He'll have me laughing. It's probably about as good a 20 minutes as I have all week. And then it's just fun. So make sure you tune in to Sean Casey at noon. But obviously we're going to talk some World Series with Sean, and even in last night, the Rays get it even 1-1, so that's pretty cool. No one's watching. The ratings, I guess the fewest people watch, 9.2 million watch Game 1 the other night on Fox, fewest for a World Series since they began tracking, measuring these things nationally. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about why you are or why you aren't watching. But Steelers Titans, and there's different angles coming up to it every week, and the one today, yesterday, was Juju Smith-Schuster, because he met with the media. There's been a lot of speculation about how Juju may not be the happiest guy in the world, because he's been passed. He's not the Steelers number one receiver, at least he isn't right now. That would be Chase Claypool. And Mike Tomlin was asked about this, and he totally poo-pooed it. I find it funny that I get asked about people being happy when the team is winning. Well, I thought that was kind of a crock of an answer. I mean, Tomlin knew why he was asked that very legitimate question, because we've seen what happens here when receivers aren't happy, with Antonio Brown, who, by the way, is in the news. I may be all wrong about him getting back into football. We'll talk about that. Looks like he could come back as soon as week after next. But anyhow, we saw what he did when he wasn't getting the ball. He pouted. He ended up quitting on the Steelers, talked his way out of town. We saw what happened with Martavis Bryant. Remember his famous quote, "I just want mines." He wasn't happy how he was being used. He ended up forcing a trade. So now you have Juju, who's been passed up by Chase Claypool, rookie. It's fair to ask, how is Juju handling this? And Juju's on pace for his fewest yards per catch. He's averaging 8.4 yards per catch three touchdowns. He has been targeted 28 times. That's four more times than Claypool. But he has 23 catches for an 8.4 average, three touchdowns. Claypool has 17 catches, 335 yards, more than twice the average, 19.7 and four touchdowns. Both Washington and Deontay Johnson have more yards per catch than Juju, so it's fair to wonder. And Juju's in a contract year. Don't forget that. Juju wants to put up big numbers. I don't know that he's going to get the contract here. I would doubt that he is. I doubt it even before the season whether he would get it here, but I doubt it that he's going to get the big money here. But he wants to put stuff on tape. And his 23 catches for 194 yards, 85th in the league. And so he was asked about this. He wants to put numbers up, wants to get stuff on tape so he can get a contract somewhere, if not here. And he was asked yesterday about this on his little Zoom call and said all the right things. Quote, I'm having fun all the time, whether I'm getting the ball or not, whether I'm getting two catches for 10 yards or six catches for 60 yards, he said. Now, remember, this is Juju coming off the Cleveland game where he had two catches for 6 yards. The big story, Claypool, the big story, you know, James Conner, Ben efficiency, the defense. Juju had two catches, 6 yards. He said, for me, it's about the team, the atmosphere. Our defense is doing the job and having fun. The offense is having fun. My teammates are having fun. You getting a trend here? Fun, 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 fun. I'm happy being 5-0. I hear a lot of people talking like you only got 2 points in fantasy. Well, I'd rather have 2 points and be 5-0 than be 1-4 and have 25 fantasy points. And I believe him for now. Antonio used to say those same things. And it got to the point where the stats became too important for him, more than wins. He cared more about his stats than he did about winning games. Now, Ben is Juju's biggest fan. He has been. You know, he's raved about him. Though after the Philly game, he admitted, he said he came into the room after Claypool had the four touchdowns. He said, I looked at Juju. I wondered what his reaction was going to be. He's the number one receiver, and here our other guy had four touchdowns. He said Juju was smiling. Everything was great. So Ben quoted yesterday on his Zoom thing, he's the leader of that room, meaning Juju. He's the fun leader in that group. Man, we got a trend there. Fun, 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 fun. He brings a lot of energy and excitement to the team and to the football game. When I said last week that he was excited for the other guys, what you see on Sunday is what you get with Juju. He is that guy. That's who he is. He doesn't put on a show. He loves playing the game. He loves his teammates. And that's a great combination to have. Hey, I'm all for it. I hope it lasts. I think it's easy to be happy and when you're winning, no matter what your stats are. Everybody, especially when you're going for a contract, you'd rather have big stats and win. You want them both. You don't want just winning. You don't want just stats. You want them both. But let's see if the Steelers lose a couple games. Let's see if they're still one big happy family. I think it's fascinating. And maybe we are hardened by what happened here with Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant. You know, maybe we expect the worst out of wide receivers. Maybe we're expecting the worst out of Juju. He's not had a great year. Now, some of it, he's been in the slot more. He's not running as deep. You know, Claypool has said that, you know, Juju's opening up the field for us other guys. He's getting more coverage. So, I don't know. He's not having a good year, though, in my opinion. And he's not working towards that contract at this point, but it's 5 games in. Things can change. Tomlin talked about how it's all about matchups. You take advantage of the guy who is open. 2 weeks ago, it was Claypool. Last week, James Washington had a big game, although Claypool had another big game. But I find it interesting. Maybe it's just the hangover from Antonio Brown. I know Ben's happier now than he's ever been. 5-0 makes him the happiest, but having peace in that wide receiver room where guys aren't pulling on him, pouting when they don't get the ball, that wore on him. He said more than you'll ever know. So what do you think of Juju, the year he's having? This peace in the locker room, 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk about Antonio Brown. He is back in the news again. Le'Veon Bell, back in the news again. We'll talk about them. But I want to hear what you have to think about what Claypool, has he passed Juju? Do you still have faith that Juju can be a big-time receiver for this team? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We are just getting started on this Thursday edition of the Cook & Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.